We've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We've got it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live, and we're broadcasting worldwide on this Sunday, the 29th day of July, 2012. We have quite a studio audience this evening. I'll just leave it at that here at the InfoWars Command Center in South Austin. I was at Barnes & Noble yesterday out on a date with my wife when I walked up to the cash register and saw the New Time magazine, How Guns Won, Why Americans Have Turned Against Gun Control by Joe Klein, who's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and an avowed globalist. You can go up to InfoWars.com right now on the front page and featured stories. It's the image we have there. We have an arrow pointing down, and it says, we woke up to the fact that you are control freak tyrants who want disarmed slaves. You can have your way with InfoWars.com. And we answer the question, because he says how it happened and how terrible it is. And as soon as I saw this, I bought four or five copies because I had been in a meeting Thursday in this studio after the show with some prominent Second Amendment people. I'll just leave it at that, who were visiting the studio. And I said, look, we've won with the hearts and minds. We've won. I've seen a lot of the polls out there. Over 70% are now pro-gun. Back in the 60s, it was 50-50. We're winning on abortion now, especially with young people. Over 80% in many polls are against it. Those numbers have flipped the last 40 years since Roe v. Wade. So all of this is going on. All of this is happening. But I went on to tell my wife and also the cashier at Barnes & Noble's and then some listeners later at the grocery store who I was talking to that just because we've won the hearts and minds doesn't mean we've won the war. Because the system doesn't care at many levels if we don't like what they're doing. They're going to go ahead with it. Now, it's good to have people awakening. They're not awake fully. They're awakening. That's a huge victory. We are in the fight. We're not in a coma being fed on by these globalist vampires. But they are now going to come down with both feet. They're going to come down with both feet on top of us. And that's why I announced you will see the conservative leadership, who aren't really conservatives. They've been having to play the conservative leadership so they can control the globalist game, along with their counterparts, the so-called liberals. You are now going to see, well, we've seen Bill Kristol come out on Fox and say, ban all semi-autos. We've seen Rupert Murdoch come out and call for gun restrictions, banning all semi-auto. We've seen Justice Scalia come out and say, oh, well, our ruling, and I pointed this out a few years ago with the ruling. I said, folks, it says in the ruling you have a right to keep and bear arms, but that they can restrict it, that they can define what that right is. So they can say you have a right to own a gun on a blue moon if you're standing on top of the outhouse with your thumbs up your nose while whistling Dixie. And that's basically what he said. So get ready, because they've got the entire power structure panicking right now. They've committed all these criminal actions, all these takeovers. And they know you're awake and they know you're getting armed and they're coming for the guns. Now, I've also seen this disinfo meme out there that we've defeated the UN gun restriction. Just like we had defeated the NDAA and the Patriot Act and everything else. No, they have not agreed upon the language of it yet. Because it did state in Article 15 to use foreign troops in states that don't disarm. So that's not dead either. They're simply playing possum. We're going to break all this down. It's a very important transmission. Stay with us, the good news and the bad news. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. It is the 29th day of July, 2012, year of our Lord. We're going to be here on this Sunday for the next 2 hours, and we'll have open phones coming up later in this hour. What an incredibly important transmission. It's days like this. I'm glad that I'm on air 6 days a week with the weekday show, noon to 3 Eastern, and then InfoWars Nightly News, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, and then, of course, the Sunday transmission, 4 to 6 Central, because there is so much incredible news breaking. Just last Thursday, I was having a meeting here in this broadcast studio with some visitors about a Second Amendment television program we're developing. It's titled Brothers in Arms. And I made the declaration that the only thing left intact of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, the only thing left to a great extent is the Second Amendment. It's the mark of a free person. And I made the declaration that the power structure that's hijacked this country has lost, has failed. I made that declaration to the visitors that were here in my studio, and they agreed, knowing that gun culture is spreading everywhere. And it's something that brings together old, young, north, south, east, west, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Christian, Muslim, Jewish, agnostic, atheist. People get it, that having a gun protects you from criminals. It makes you sleep good at night. It's not the big scary thing the media tells us about. Statistically, you've got on average, 12 times the chance, look it up for yourself in the World Almanac, to die in a car wreck than from a gun. It's way down the line for things that are dangerous. Mass shootings in the last 20 years. We have the statistics up at InfoWars.com from the Justice Department, an article Kurt Nimmo wrote, Establishment Media Circles the Wagons on Gun Control. The fact that mass shootings are flat in the last 20 years and that overall crime has gone down we're talking about muggings and aggravated assaults and home invasions because criminals know that a woman jogging's probably got a 25 caliber little handgun. They know if they bust in most people's houses, they're dead, except for New York and Chicago that have total gun bans and have crime literally off the charts. In some cases, it's more than 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 times. Muggings, I've seen numbers, are over 20 times higher in New York than anywhere else in the country. And why is that? I mean, I've been on the New York subway, and I don't look like a wimp. I weigh 240 pounds. Come over and try to intimidate me like, that's a nice watch. What you got in your wallet? And then you say, I'm about to stomp your head in. They leave you alone. But most people get scared and just give it to them, and they can say, oh, it's not a theft. You just gave it to me. But literally, you say, well, you can have this watch over my dead body. How about I stomp your head in right now? Hey, man, I just wanted to know about your watch. Rob Jacobson, who grew up in New York, born in New York, when he was going to college every day, had to ride the subway, 7 a.m. in the morning, and he had people almost every time try to take his watch until he just stopped wearing it because he had to fight for the watch his parents had given him at his high school graduation. I don't want to live like that, and you don't want to live like that either. And so this is bringing us together just as it did in 1776 when the Redcoats came to confiscate the legally owned firearms of British citizens. And they said, so what if we're in colonies? We're British citizens. They had a right to keep and bear arms over in England. They'd fought in the Magna Carta in 1215 over and over again for the right to keep and bear arms. It didn't originate here. It originated in Switzerland, in the Netherlands, and in England. And let me tell you, it's revolutionary. Free men can have swords and muskets and whatever weapons the system has. Free men. The first gun laws in this country after the Civil War, blacks were getting guns. Blacks were defending themselves. The Ku Klux Klan just couldn't just come to their house and burn it down anymore. They were met by black free people with shotguns. And believe me, they didn't like it. So they passed laws to restrict their right. That's where gun control came from. And if you look at the history of gun control worldwide, it is incredible. Hundreds of millions killed in the last century after governments take their guns. Look up democide. Death by government. This is about tyranny. And if you go to Infowars.com, we have a photo shot of the latest Time magazine, August 6th issue. And it says, How Guns Won, Why Americans Have Turned Against Gun Control by Anti-American, Anti-Freedom, and Pro-Victim Disarmament Tyrant Joe Klein, Mr. CFR, a group sworn to destroy U.S. sovereignty. And under it, I put the little caption, We woke up to the fact you are control freak tyrants who want disarmed slaves. Because they asked the question, how guns won? Well, the answer is, we woke up. We get it. It isn't about our safety. It isn't about, we saw Katrina high and dry, the military commanded by the feds to come take guns. We see the urban warfare drills. We get it. We understand it. We don't call a cop. We call Smith & Wesson. People get it. They understand it. I'm a public figure. You think I'm worried about somebody coming after me around here? I got a firearm right underneath this desk, ladies and gentlemen. People that have concealed carries around here and are trained, say, bring them. We live in a safe environment, safer. We don't live in fear. You come and start busting in my house, you're dead. Instant access pistol safe in every major room. Boom. 1 second, I'm locked and loaded. You are going to be breathing out of more than one hole. You got that? You try to tread on me, you think you're going to roll over me, isn't going to happen. Find somebody else to go feed on, like in North Korea and Mexico, where they have total victim disarmament, and look at the hellholes they are. Look at England, where they have muggings off the chart as bad as New York or Chicago. Their crime rate is way above ours since they took guns 16 years ago. They import all these people from violent third world countries, and the Brits who've been trained to lay down to tyranny, they prosecute you if you defend yourself in your own home with your fist while your wife's being raped, while you're being attacked. Look it up. They've had people who grabbed a guy off his wife raping her and, you know, throws the guy and he falls out a window and the police come arrest him. The state doesn't want you defending yourself because it's run by criminals. It's a criminal class now at the top that wants to feed on the people. So what's my big announcement? Why is this show so important today when we come back from break in a moment? I mean, get your pad and paper ready, your pen and paper ready. Just stand by to write down and take notes, folks, because I'm going to give you the proof. Let me tell you, when they announce how guns won, look out. Because here, you know, that's the good news. The good news is, yes, we're winning the intellectual fight. The good news is we're winning on abortion. The numbers have flipped since Roe v. Wade in 1973, 39 years ago, almost 40 years ago. People are now anti-abortion. They know it's a human. They know it's destructive. They know it's not just some choice. They understand it's dehumanizing. They understand it's barbarous. They understand Planned Parenthood's a eugenicist front. They know. Upwards of 80% of young people, especially, are anti-abortion now. You failed. You failed, New World Order. You're failing. You have a 9% approval rating, Congress. All of your programs are unpopular now. No matter how many foreigners you bring in and try to get on the government dole, get on the government mammary wagon, you know, gravy train, no matter what you do, you are failing right now. But the bad news I will give you when we get back. We're winning the intellectual battle. But I'll give you the bad news when we come back from break, and it's bad. But the good news is we're winning the hearts and minds. The bad news straight ahead. Oh, and I've got the bad news. But to defeat the globalists, we've got to know the bad news. Ignoring the bad news, ignoring the problem got us where we're at today. Waking up to the problem, not compromising, getting aggressive, getting in the tyrant's faces is going to haul us out of the fire. It's going to haul our bacon. It's time to haul our bacon out of the New World Order. Stay with me.
we now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So, Time Magazine, that'll soon probably be defunct, just like Newsweek is about to end its print version, and hardly anybody reads their online version either, because they're known enemies of this country. These aren't just well-meaning, dumb liberals. These are people that want to end our sovereignty and bring in world government. Joe Klein is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations that's sworn to that aim. I mean, go read what they write. They are the ones that want, just 2 months ago in their publication, called for 4,000-plus troops to be in every U.S. city, with the head of the army in there talking about how great it's going to be to have troops on the street. That's how we know what's coming. By the way, our report is at the top story on Drudge Report. DHS prepares for civil unrest as Obama poised to destroy Second Amendment. That's the article, but the article actually gets into surveillance drones have a new mission, according to the Department of Homeland Security. They will be used for public safety. Wait a minute. There were hundreds of articles last month saying InfoWars and Drudge were wrong and that there weren't drones being used to spy on us, even though we had links to them arresting cattle thieves in North Dakota with it and watching citizens and police departments getting them with shotguns mounted on them. I mean, that was in the news, but it was in hundreds of newspapers that it wasn't true and we made it up by pointing out that the EPA had manned aircraft spying on farmers and that they weren't drones. But yeah, but in the other program, back to 2009, they did have drones. So they lied to everyone, Washington Post, you name it, said it didn't exist, even though they announced the purchase of 30,000 of them in the new FAA $46 billion budget. So that happened, and again, they play this game and going, doesn't exist. As soon as opposition mounts, because farmers were mad about getting spied on, doesn't exist, and then, oh yeah, we're going to use these for public safety. You know, you drive to an illegal checkpoint, it's for your safety. Or they're, you know, out there writing all these tickets to, you know, put the money into a foreign bank black hole, it's public safety. They kick down, your door without a warrant, it's public safety. The TSA gropes your wife and your daughters and your son, it's public safety. The IRS tries to pass legislation so you can't leave the U.S. if they say you haven't paid all your taxes, no judge, no jury, it's public safety. All of this is public safety. And Joe Klein, basically calls to ban guns in here for public safety and how horrible it is that people are being killed. So, how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. We have the cover of it up at InfoWars.com with my little comment under it. Now, that said, I gave you the good news. It's true. Depending on the poll you look, 65 to 75%, it's in between that, are now pro-Second Amendment. And the kleptocrats, the criminals that run our government, the offshore banks that brag they've hijacked our country publicly, they brag everywhere like we're idiots, they get the fact. Obama calls you bitter clingers. You want your Bible, you want your gun. That's all that's left in this culture, is that people are still somewhat Christian and we've got guns. And the system recognizes that, and so they assault it every chance they get. I'm going to talk about the Olympics later, the opening ceremony that was incredibly anti-family. I'm sitting there with my children, and it's got women kissing, men grabbing each other's buttocks, and people are like, oh, get with the program. Really? You want four-year-olds to look at that? It's a perverted, out-of-control agenda, and I, for one, am sick of it. Okay? When you've got sex on during the family hour, it's basically pedophilia. And it's not because, I'm good, Mr. Goody Two-Shoes and can't handle it. I want my children innocent. Okay? They got stuff on TV now that I didn't learn about till college. And let me tell you, I had a lot of girlfriends. It wasn't like I was just hanging out in the library. Okay? The point is, leave our kids alone. I'm boycotting the Olympics. Everybody's like, oh, come on. Or some people are. I'm going to talk about that. But I gave you the good news. People are waking up. They're aware of what's going on. All right? People are waking up. They understand guns are about defending yourself. The system can't and won't protect you. Look at Bloomberg saying, police should go on strike till we all turn our guns in, and calling for a ban of all firearms. Michael Moore said, that's too far. Let's ban down to flintlocks with black powder. He actually said that on Piers Morgan. You're like, oh, well, they're out of touch. Oh, really? Yeah, they know they're out of touch. It's why they want your guns. The banking system offshore has signed us on to 1.5 quadrillion. That's 1,500 trillion, 644 trill. Washington Post says they've signed us on to that global debt. Total, it's 1.5 trill, 1.5 quadrill, and they've signed us on to 644 trill. Look it up. That isn't our debt. Our debt's 15 trill, not 644 trill. And they intend on making us be their slaves. See, and they can't. See, they come in with a monopoly game to take over through fraud, but they want to back it up with paramilitary force. And that is what is going on here. That's what's unfolding here. So the good news is people are waking up on every front. The numbers, the polls, the culture shows it. People now know liberalism isn't liberal. It's authoritarianism masquerading as a nanny state. Now, they say it's for your best interest because they love you. No, they're really ravenous control freaks that want you to be their property and want to run your life. Here's the bad news. It's precisely because we're waking up, they're accelerating their program, and they're going to stage events. Even Larry Pratt, the head of Gunners of America on my show, in fact, let's cue that up, guys, said that, yeah, we have to look at Obama staging the shooting. Fox News even did an analysis saying it doesn't add up. The mother says she never said her son did it. The guy's so drugged up he can't even talk. They reported multiple shooters. He was under an Air Force psychiatric person, always the same M.O., just like Theodore Kaczynski, just like Sirhan Sirhan, just like Tim McVeigh. Oh, you didn't know they were all under famous mind control doctors? Some of them the most famous in the world. That's how dumb they think you are. Oh, here's his doctor. Yeah, he was under him before it happened. He's a head of psych warfare. It's no big deal. Sure, he's up there on the, you know, being arraigned. He can't talk. He's drooling. Everything's fine. He did it. Yes, yes. Yeah, right before the UN treaty. But I digress. I digress here. Let me get into the meat and potatoes now, right now for you. Then I'm going to come back and go over all the articles and then your phone calls. The good news is we've woken up. The bad news is the system cares. They know exactly what is going on. Oh, they don't want to do what you want and have liberty and prosperity and a free market and the Bill of Rights Constitution, but they do care. When people say the elite, the controllers, the architects, the social engineers don't care, they're wrong. They do care. And they know you're waking up, and they want to enforce their will on you. People say, oh, Big Pharma doesn't care if they kill you. Oh, no, they care. They want to kill you. This is a crime of passion. They passionately want to enslave us. They're passionate eugenicists. So here is the good news. The good news is people are waking up. The bad news is the system knows that and is accelerating their program. And when we come back in a moment, I'm going to give you the devastating news. But again, it's not negative. It's scary, it's frightening, it confirms everything, but it lets us know where we stand. They admit that we're awake, they admit the majority of us want guns, and they're announcing they don't care, they're going to ban almost all of them. The legislation's been introduced, and the Republican leadership is lining up to support it. You heard me right. The Republican leadership is lining up to support it, basically all of them. We're going to tell you about that when we come back from this quick break. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com, where we still have the First Amendment. That's right, we must fight for our rights. Nobody's going to save us. God helps those that help themselves. And as the people wake up to the tyrannical government we have, that Second Amendment the founders put in place is now more valuable than ever. And the ATF has come out and said in a public press release they want to ban most shotguns because they're not for sporting if they're semi-auto. Well, they're not for sporting. The Second Amendment isn't about hunting. It's about defending yourself against tyranny. So, again, the good news is that they're having to play possum and run up the white flag, circle the wagons, and say, oh, how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. No amount of staged events no amount of Operation Northwoods, where you call for mass shootings, no amount of those is going to get our trust back, okay? We know who you are. We know what's going on. And we know statistically we have a better chance of a honeybee. There's only about 19 to 20 on average. You can look it up, mass shooting deaths above five people shot a year. In groups of larger than five, there's less than 20 people killed a year. Hundreds die from honeybee stings. I give them the same numbers for terrorism. National News has gone and researched it and actually stolen my headline. That's the idea. So people now know it's all a bunch of hype. They see you up there pushing the fear. They know who you are. They know Dianne Feinstein and Barbara Boxer and Obama and all these anti-gun people have bodyguards and their own guns. We know that all the top Democrats are the only ones that get issued special gun permits in New York. We understand that you're all about force. You want us disarmed so you can run our lives. I mean, Bloomberg wants to tell you what you can eat. He wants to ban popcorn and milk products in New York now that he's over 16-ounce soft drinks. These are vicious social engineers. There's nothing liberal about them. So that's the good news, we're awake. The bad news is they've introduced in the Cybersecurity Act a provision that bans, and I don't just mean from sale, it says possession in the U.S. of all semi-autos and clips that hold more than 10 rounds. That's most of the guns in this country. Bans them. And it looks like the cybersecurity may pass. Oh, but they told you Obama a week ago, he didn't want gun control, though we should ban all semi-autos. Only soldiers need those, he said. Remember that? All of them said ban everything semi-auto. Bloomberg's like, that's not enough. Have the police stand down till all the guns are turned in because cops are being killed by guns. Really? It's almost 2-to-1 automobiles killing you. And in the areas where they have disarmed the public, a lot more cops get killed. And the police know that. You've lost there. I've seen national polls as high as 97% of police being totally Second Amendment. Not the police chiefs that are basically federally funded and put in. You think you're getting your local police chief, but federal boards recommend them. And if you don't take who they recommend, you don't get the grants. And most of the police chiefs that have been publicly anti-gun, it's so negative for them now, they've got to say they're pro-Second Amendment. It's happening everywhere because we're winning the hearts and minds. The bad news is the system doesn't care. You know, I noticed Friday when we had an article analyzing the official draft of the UN treaty, and they've now released it. We got the leak, but it's Article 15 says states will aid each other inside nations confiscating firearms. It says you have an individual right of states, of actor governments, not individual. It's all in there. And the Washington Post is like, well, there's not too much gun control. It's overblown. Oh, yeah. And Hillary was set to sign that Friday. They've kicked the can down the road. It could be within 2 weeks, but they've got to do it within 6 months. The word is they'll do it after the election, sign the treaty, and they don't care if the Senate doesn't ratify. Obama is shutting down power plants everywhere. That's in the news, even though Congress didn't pass the law. That's in the news today. We're going to be going over it. Record number of coal-fired generators to be shut down in 2012. Well, yeah, the head of the Energy Department said, quote, we're going to shut down massive numbers, but only Obama's people get the waiver. And let me give you the really bad news, folks, because I don't just jump right into it. I want to give you the history and the backstory here. The UN treaty is still going forward. They've introduced legislation. I'll give you the subsection here in a moment. In the Cybersecurity Act, that turns over the internet, allows open spying without warrants, internet IDs, internet taxation, total control. And by the way, they're going to charge you just to be on the web and track you with all of it. Here is a CBS local out of New York. Retailers ready to force consumers to pay swipe fee for using plastic. You hear that? Just like Bank of America wants to charge you 5% when you use your own debit card. That's the problem with cashless. They track everything, and then that's the plan under this. Well, that's what they're going to do with the new internet ID that's built into all the new browsers, built into the new operating systems. It's here. It's happening. That's what's in all these global acts. That's just what's in ACTA and SOPA and all of it, where if you've got an ISP with 100 customers or more, you've got to put government spy hubs in your system where they control everything, just like radio stations have had to do since 96 with an EAS takeover switch. Now cell phones have them breaking in with presidential forced announcements. Now, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, here's the bad news. They know they're criminal. They know foreign six banks took over the country through fraud. They know they've signed us onto their debt. They know they're all inches from going to prison, because they know when you politically wake up, next you're going to take back the counties, the cities, the states. Most police are good men and women. Most of the military are good men and women. Most judges aren't even evil. They just politically don't have the courage to not stand up. I've talked to some high-level judges, not just retired, federal and state, and a lot of retired ones. As the moral courage intensifies, more people will step out of the shadows, and they're going to have a swarming effect on them. So it's in the news they're readying 30,000 armed drones against us, which will be robot and autonomous, and it won't matter if the troops say no. So they're readying all sorts of... This is in the news now. They're readying Homeland Brigade and trying to get you all ready for it and getting ready for gun confiscation and bills where you're ordered to turn in all guns that are semi-auto with 10-round mags. Guns that it can accept above 10-round mags. I told you last week, look for that to be reintroduced, because they tried it last year. This time it looks like they've almost got the votes. Now, but wait, the Republicans are going to save us, aren't they? Here's the really bad news. Again, you got to know the problem if you're going to beat it. Scalia opens door for gun control. We have the video clip. It's Fox News. It's up at Infowars.com. Drudge Report has it as their top story, right under our story. And he came out and said, well, we did put in there that you've got a right to own guns, but that can be restricted, the type and place. And there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You can read the quote. The majority opinion in the landmark 2008 case of District of Columbia versus Heller stated the extent of gun ownership will have to be decided in the future. And he said that you couldn't really have a horrible weapon just to scare people. Really? I mean, that's not in the Constitution Bill of Rights. It's supposed to, the founders all said, Thomas Jefferson, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. I mean, that's what the black uniforms are supposed to scare us. All the TSA is supposed to scare us. See, you're scared. Oh, but it's not just Scalia. Bill Kristol says ban all semi-autos. Fox News, we have the video clip. Bill Kristol, Democrats being foolish, not pushing tougher gun laws. Republicans would support it. Oh, Rupert Murdoch supports a ban on all semi-autos. He tweeted to say it's okay to be hunting, but that you don't need something that's semi-auto. Oh. And Mitt Romney has supported assault weapons bans. We'll be right back. Stay with us. They're coming after us.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
You know, the funny thing about the Second Amendment is you'll only need to use it when you need to use it. You'll only think about it when things get tough, when a foreign corporate or military interest comes and takes over and wants to convert you to slavery, they're going to come after it. It's very, very simple. Crank this up right here.
You fire musket, but I'll run you through. So when you're waiting for the next attack,
you better stand.
You better stand, there's no turning back.
The bugle sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. That is a perfect intro right there. I didn't even mean for that to happen. Free men and women are armed, slaves are disarmed. And if you want to live under a horrible globalist National Health Service system, then turn your guns in and enjoy the slums that then pour out of it like Chicago and New York. But here's the big issue. government is arming itself all over the world to the teeth against the people. The kleptocratic criminal nature is getting more intense. Tyranny is going to seed. It's waxing. And there, you know, 40-something billion to build 30,000 drones and mount them with shotguns and tear gas. Homeland Security's buying riot gear everywhere, building armored bunkers, telling police get ready for civil war, and acting like they didn't engineer the economic collapse they know that's coming. This is the big takeover. And then right on time, they have a mass shooting. It's as phony as a $3 bill, and they want our guns. And out comes Bill Kristol, out comes all these Fox News people, out comes Scalia, and they say, hey, we need to, you know what, there's going to be some challenges, get ready, and we can restrict your guns. Yeah, you got a right to turn your guns in. The Second Amendment means you got a right to have a flintlock. And that's what, we played the clips earlier in the week, that's what, I mean, a perfect image. You've got this red coat, this foreigner. And again, the British people are great people. That's where my ancestors, a lot of them come from. But you've got this globalist person, you know, this from Europe, from England, Piers Morgan, on there saying we should turn our guns in, with Bloomberg saying police should stand down. Good, stand down. The cities where there's no guns will burn in days. Places where there are guns will have law and order. Fix our problems, Bloomberg. Let your giant criminal mass that votes for you burn your city down. Maybe you'll get out and loot some yourself, being a little globalist. I call your bluff, scumbag. I pointed out it's illegal, and it came out, of course, later that it was illegal to tell police to strike. It's like telling air traffic controllers to strike. But he's a globalist. That's what he is. He wants to tell you what to eat and drink and wear and do. They want to run your life. They want the monopoly of force. They don't like America. If you don't like people with guns, get out of the country. And they're always, let's ban these semi-auto. That's most guns. Let's ban these assault rifles. Most people don't use assault rifles, folks. They use shotguns or handguns. And so what? That's what a criminal does. Homeland Security last week put out a public service announcement on YouTube of how to deal with a theater attack. It said run. It said freeze. It said hide. We wrote an article about it. But nowhere did it say have a gun. It said maybe use an improvised weapon. You know, guy grabbing at a fire extinguisher. Yes, yes, let's have that. All these horror movies where the one killer with a knife is killing dozens of people. Nobody's got a gun. That doesn't fly in places where we haven't been castrated and turned into little minions of the total state. So let me go over it. Democrat senators offer gun control amendment for cybersecurity bill. And it bans, they call it reasonable measures, large capacity feeding devices. And they call that anything over 10 rounds, the way the bill reads. I have the full text right here. It bans all semi-auto that are bottom-loading or any other feeding device. And it openly says any clips over 10 rounds, banned. And it says possession or possess large-capacity feeding devices, such as gun magazines, belts, feed strips, and drums of more than 10 rounds. Banned. Banned. I'm going to say that again. Possession, we don't just mean they ban the importation, you can't buy it anymore. Banned, 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 banned. I'm going to say it again. But all week, there's no gun control. We're not bringing legislation forward. Oh, Obama's not going to sign the NDAA to secretly arrest us and basically set up martial law. Then turns out he demanded it be wrote. Then when there was opposition, he said, don't worry, I'll veto it to kill opposition. Then he signed it the 31st of last year, New Year's Eve. It's all deception, ladies and gentlemen. I know their tricks. So when they start coming out and saying, we've won the Second Amendment, yeah, we've won in the hearts and minds. These people don't care about our hearts and minds. I mean, they do care. They want to grind them in. They know we're waking up to them. They're going to stage all sorts of stuff. They're going to pull out the stops. You better be ready because it's on. They can't implode us and bring us into a total global depression like Greece and Spain and other areas and consolidate everything as they've bragged they're going to do if we're standing in their way. They've got to get our guns. And so now suddenly they've got all these top Republicans, Bill Kristol, Rupert Murdoch. I mean, they're everywhere going, it's reasonable to ban anything semi-auto. You don't need that for hunting. The same talking point. They're showing their colors because, folks, they're all going to jail. The globalists, if they don't get our guns and bring in martial law, they're going to all go to jail. These guys all make Bernie Madoff and Ken Lay look like perfect valedictorian choir boys, literally. I mean, I had a guest on, a reporter on, investigative journalist, on just Friday breaking down how it was the law firm of the attorney general that helped get rid of Glass-Steagall and set up mirrors so they could take houses they'd never even had the deed to and that were paid for. The same folks that shipped guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. There's nothing they won't do. We've got real criminals in control. And again, Mitt Romney's bought and paid for by the same people. So you're going to see the Republican leadership line up now because the tipping point's here. America, the sleeping giant, is getting up. And it's starting to fully wake up and get angry. See, the sleeping giant was, first we had to get the giant awake. Then we had to get coffee in him, get him up. And now I'm sitting there going, hey, yeah, yeah, you see that? Now what you going to do? And I need to hear it's a clobbered time in the info war, or it's going to be a physical war for our own survival. You better decide what side you're on, folks. I'm going to take you out with Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America Friday on InfoWars Nightly News. The full interview's up at InfoWars.com. Here he is talking about the government staging the shooting in Colorado. Here it is.
A week later in the aftermath, what is the intel you've got on this shooting in Colorado? Am I wrong for being suspicious?
I don't think you're wrong. I would have disagreed with you before Fast and Furious because I never in my wildest fears would have thought that our government would actually premeditatedly kill some 400 Mexicans have been murdered and a couple of our U.S. agents. So after we caught them planning premeditatedly for a program that would get people murdered, one of the whistleblowers submitted a report on weekly briefings at ATF. And when the head of the ATF at the time would be given the increase in body counts in Mexico, he would say things like, good, the program's working. Well, so this was no mistake. This was not a sting operation gone bad. This was premeditated murder. Well, if our government would do that, then even though I think the evil of the human heart is sufficient to account for somebody that wants to go and shoot people at random, we've had, since we've been keeping records in this country, this has happened every few years since the 1870s, 10, 20, 30 people being murdered at a time. By the way, long before semi-automatics were available to people. So this is what human beings are capable of. And now we have to admit that maybe this is something that our government is capable of, because this is only 12 people murdered. They were good for 400 in Fast and Furious.
All right. Well said. Well said, Larry Pratt. And remember, this so-called government, the criminal shadow military-industrial complex that Eisenhower warned us about, not the military, the complex, the foreign complex, the banking complex, they have killed thousands of U.S. troops and over 4,000 foster children in just one radiological program. Go look at the Department of Energy about the secret nuclear testing program, radiological programs. They've killed thousands of U.S. children in vaccine trials, knowing it would kill them. Look up lethal nerve gas test on U.S. soldiers. Tens of thousands sprayed, hundreds died we know of. So we have a so-called government that will murder our own troops and children to test things on them. They're testing cadres of doctors. They're not even testing to see if sarin will kill you. They're creating an army of pure evil. We'll be right back.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to give the number out right now. And I want to get your take on all these Republicans. That's what we're taking calls on. We don't screen your calls, but occasionally I say this is the topic. And so I don't want to talk about Nibiru, I don't want to talk about Easter bunnies right now. I mean, I want to talk about the fact that they've introduced legislation on a bill that's very close to passing, the Cybersecurity Act, because I've read the bill. The media isn't even analyzing this right. It says it bans all 10-round mags and above. No, no. It bans guns that can take them. And I've read the comment period on this last year when they tried it again, where they said, you know, they're going to ban most shotguns that could take any type of feed, any type of, you know, multiple round cartridge. I mean, it's on. And by the way, they haven't killed the UN treaty either. Let me give you the number. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. But Republicans are coming out of the woodwork saying, hey, we're not going to oppose you if you want to ban semi-autos. That's completely reasonable. Folks, they're not just talking about banning more manufacture and then we always knew it would lead to... No, no, they're like, skip all those. We're just going to ban your semi-auto. Australia did that and then said, now we're going to register the single shot, started taking those. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, we're in deep trouble. And I've told you, the whole Homeland Security rollout is for martial law on the streets, checkpoints everywhere, that's being announced. And they are going to send cops and military, if they think they can get away with it, to try to take our guns. And again, let me just tell the police and military the plan here. This is meant to cause a civil war. That's why they're telling you the last 5-6 years and accelerating, you will soon be at war with the veterans. They are going to attack you. Every police department's been told, you will be attacked by veterans. They will attack you. Well, you bet they're going to attack you. They're not going to wait in their house for you to come get their guns once it starts. If you're part of a department or you're part of a military group that is anywhere trying to take guns, people, you're going to be able to sneak up on the first few groups. It doesn't matter how much communications you clamp down. The word is going to get out, and people are going to start pulling triggers when they see you, okay? And they're going to be waiting for you. They're not going to be dead enders in their houses. And I don't want that to happen. I don't have some macho impetus to, oh, yeah, the Civil War will soon start. We'll show you. No, 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 no. On this battlefield, no one wins except the offshore bankers laughing. And by the way, don't think they won't launch all this. Folks, they're getting ready to start war with Iran and Syria. Physical war. Russia's threatening to retaliate. Russian ships keep getting stopped trying to go to Syria. They've now got them escorted by missile cruisers, and they say they're going to attack the ships if they get messed with. I mean, this is all down to the wire. And the global bankers, they know we'll get patriotic and rally around the country if they get us in a big war. And they hate us so much, they're willing to get in a fight with the Ruskies or the Iranians, just so they can stage terror attacks here and say the Russians did it and take our rights. And say anybody that didn't want to turn their guns in is with the Russians. And if you don't think they're not, folks, I've got their whole plan down. It's so dastardly, it makes my head spin. It makes me want to throw up. Every time I look at my innocent children and I look at everybody else who's innocent, I look at adults who are innocent, and I'm like, they have no idea this wonderful society, all we've built, all the good. There's a lot of good left in America. It's all about to go in the fire, just like Russia or China. Folks, we're about to get hammered hard. If you think they care that there's going to be hundreds of thousands, and I mean hundreds of thousands of dead cops if this goes through, they love that. They want to bring in I-4 troops. It's why they've been training forever to bring in foreign troops. And don't say you weren't warned. I'm risking my life here to try to save American lives, police, military, you name it. This is not a game. And you know why you got chills right now, police officers listening? I know you do. Because I got them too. Because you know truth when you hear it, and you know survival when you hear it. We cannot be this stupid so these people can have their way. Ah! Our country's been infiltrated. Wake up! Defend it! It's sophisticated, but we can beat it!
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, it's second hour of the Sunday Worldwide Transmission. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX. All right, I want to go to a bunch of your calls because then I've got to do a review of the Olympic opening ceremony that was subliminal messages, pyramids, women and men kissing, and we had to turn it off. I mean, I cannot let my four-year-old watch that. And so I'm calling for a boycott of the Olympics. I don't need to hear how great socialist healthcare is. I don't need to see women kissing. I just want my children to chase butterflies outside. And, you know, when they grow up and get out of high school, whatever, you know, I want them to go and, you know, bring me some grandkids, get married and have a good life. I don't want them screwed up by your culture. Very offensive. And again, folks, I am a media person, self-taught, 19 years, 17 years on air. I know subliminals when I see it. When they're flashing stuff and for a half second putting women kissing and men humping each other, that's what you call subliminal. And I'm sitting there with my parents over. We've cooked hamburgers, run there, getting ready for the Olympics. Because, you know, it comes every 4 years. I like sports. And I said, you seeing these? And I was talking to some family. They go, I don't see women kissing. And I said, you'll see it in the news. People will pick up on it. I go, you see those guys humping? See those pyramids? The all sing on? They're like, no. And I go, that's because you're laying there on the floor with a pillow, suspending disbelief. If you weren't in a zombie state, it puts you in a close to dream state, you'd be physically ill right now. And I had to go out of the room until they turned it off. And I wanted to be able to watch the opening of the Olympics. You cannot do it. You're opening yourself up to be victimized by programming. And if you're a new listener and like, oh, come on, folks, I'm not joking around with you, okay? I've studied propaganda. That's what I do. I live this. I live this. You weren't just being told how great their national socialist healthcare system is and how the state takes over and demons dancing around kids in hospital beds, super inappropriate, and the state's going to save you was the message. It was like North Korean propaganda. I mean, you can watch North Korean parades and you can see how it's horrible. This was worse. And I find it very offensive, very offensive. And, okay, I'm going to stop right there. Again, our television is turned off almost all the time. We watch old movies and stuff with it and educational programs with the kids. But I can't even do that. I turn on some Animal Planet show at the end of it, how bad humans are, how the Earth's dying, how Al Gore is going to save us. There's a reason Newsweek is going to suspend print. It's not that print's dying. It's that no one wants to read you. Print's actually having a resurgence when it's cool. We're launching a new newspaper and magazine next month. Haven't told you about that yet. And by the way, we already sold out the advertising the first week. You guys, you are failures. You are failures, not us. That's why you want our guns. You're people that nobody invites to the party. You're the control freaks. I met this Fareed Zakaria guy one time when I was at CNN. I mean, what a sack of crap. What a weak little globalist Bilderberg Group member media whore. No one reads you, twit. The power is draining out of you. You're a shadow of what you were 10 years ago. Soon you'll be a memory of a shadow. You'll be a ghost in the machine. And we're going to exercise your little butt. You understand that, New World Order? Now, I'm going to go to break here in just a moment, but I want to start some calls now. But if you just joined us, I want to give you the bad news. The good news is they're having to announce in the main enemy publication, designed for low-grade morons, Time Magazine, how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. Now, I've been telling you for years we've turned against it because I can look at a Gallup poll. But you know what freaks them out the worst? A few months ago, over 70% on average of Americans get that gun control is about disarming victims, that criminals don't follow laws, and that, hey, it's about a criminal government. But you know what really made them mad? I told you this earlier in the week and predicted they'd come out and admit this. Because this is a desperate SOS by them, so look for all sorts of... Let me tell you, these people are down, but they're not out. Just because we're winning some battles, folks, we're coming from behind. We better kick it in high gear or they're going to kick our butts. I'm going to tell you right now, I know this enemy. I eat, drink, and sleep their defeat. Okay? I know these tyrants arming with our tax money against us while trying to disarm us. They got mad because gun sales already at an all-time record of over 3.5 million a month, some months 5 million. Guess what gun sales did in the 1 week after the staged event? And it's staged as a $3 bill, folks. They're in Aurora, Colorado. Guess what happened? Guess what happened? Guess what happened? You can pull the poll numbers up. They talk about it in the article. They doubled existing record gun sales in the week after, and there was at least a 5-point uptick in major polls against gun control. You staged it, and it blew up in your stinking face. You could be selling snow cones in the ninth circle of hell, and nobody's buying them from you. Do you understand that trash? You could kill me tomorrow. You won't stop the signal. You're not going to stop humanity. You only got humanity to start getting up on its hind legs and get ready. Because you may try to start a civil war in this country, marching the police and military out after you staged some terror attacks, globalists. You may try to get our guns. You may even start a war with Russia, getting us to rally around the flag while you start all these wars. America's been occupied by foreign banks. Am I a fan of Russia? No, never been there, studied it. It's a police state. Do I like Iran? Never been there? No, it's a police state. I don't live in Iran. I don't live in Russia. I live in America. And you know what? I'll start saying down with the Ruskies as soon as the bankers are out of my country. As soon as a bunch of offshore banks running roughshod over us who brag. Get the clip ready on CNBC where they brag they've conquered America. And by the way, it isn't just on CNBC. It's in hundreds of publications how they've conquered us. What a joke it is. I talk to top stockbrokers. I talk to billionaires off record. They go in these meetings and they laugh at you and call you stupid. You've read the Goldman Sachs emails where they were selling cities and counties and police pension funds, stuff they knew was going to go belly up, and calling you dumb idiots. Just like the head of Facebook calls you suckers. Listen, I don't want to live in a society where we're treated like suckers. I want to live in a society where there's a straight deal, a real handshake, where people are honorable, where we build things. I don't want to live in a place run by a bunch of crooks. They've somehow sold us on the idea that living with a bunch of crooks is fun and cute. There's nothing cute about it. My American heritage and my Texas heritage demands I make a stand against you no matter what you do. And I'm going to tell you something. We're going to stomp the hell out of your New World Order, and you can feel it right now. So you try whatever you want. Go ahead and release a bioweapon. That's the only power you got left. So kill a bunch of us. We know you did that too. There ain't nothing you can do now to turn this around. The only question is, how much are you going to destroy before we dig you out of your bases, dig you out of your underground holes you're going to run to long after I'm dead, probably? You're not going to stop anything. You understand that? Our ancestors stood up against people like you, and our progeny is going to spit on your grave, New World Order. Let's go out to break and come back with calls with the bankers telling us that we're their slaves. Here it is. We'll get to that clip here just as soon as the computer stops having a heart attack.
So mostly what they do is hold summits. I think that right now the question is, do we all work for central bankers? That's what I want to address to our guest tonight. Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? You say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are, because if we look at the economic data,
and they all go on and admit we're slaves.
So
is that who we're going to be conquered by? Is some effeminate guy, who walks around in New York all day going, that's who we're ruled by? A bunch of chicken neck nobodies, a bunch of scum, a bunch of trash.
Walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Truth. That's what side I stand on. I just analyze things, do deep research, decide what stands for truth, justice, freedom, liberty, the family, what I would be proud of after I'm dead, and I stand for that. It's real easy, and I'm not selling out for anybody. I don't care what you do to me, and if you call that weird, well, folks, that's why we're losing everything, because everything America's been built on is about not compromising with evil. Does it mean we've been perfect? No. We've been the best there's been. And I love this republic. And I will not see it conquered by a bunch of offshore banks. These sitcoms, these dramas are all anti-family. They're there to weaken you, to dumb you down. The textbooks are public. They're wrecking us. They're turning us into these consumerist, mindless drones who just do whatever we're told's popular, even if that's running off a cliff. The Aztecs thought it was popular to sacrifice their children. I say it's crazy. The Nazis thought it was cool to kill innocent people. I say it's wrong. The communists thought it was cool. I say it's uncool. And I say over my dead body. Not because I'm a tough guy, folks, but I recognize a threat. If a possum's walking around on my back porch, my dogs get up and growl at it. I don't have mean dogs. But I've seen them go out and attack a possum or a raccoon because they think it might be menacing us. You know, we've got to refine our instinct to defend ourselves and not be slaves, and our territorialism and all those things we've got are there for a reason. You want to let a bunch of psych warfare people screw you up and screw your family up just because they want to sabotage you so they can control your destiny, so you'll be a wrecked individual that doesn't vie for your own destiny, that gets in the way of their plan? All right, I got Arnold, Scott, Bob, Sean, JG, Rick, Jay, Ty, John, Tom, Foxtrot, and Greg. I'll have time to take those calls. 13 calls, 13 colonies. No wire phone system set at 13. That's kind of lucky in a way. The Illuminati doesn't like 13. And then I'll get a little bit into a review of the Olympics, but I'll probably do that on the radio show tomorrow, the weekday show, noon to 3 Eastern, Infowars.com, if there's not an AM/FM in your area. Audio streams are free at Infowars.com, the podcast. There's also XM channel 166. But AM and FMs are so important because not everybody's got XM or Sirius. And if you do have a local affiliate in your area, whether it's WNOX, one of our new affiliates, Big Blowtorch, 100,000 watt, what FM there in Knoxville, or all the stations we're getting all over the country, be sure and roll down your window and tell folks tune in right now. Okay, we'll go to, who was it disagreed? Because I know they're not the first. Okay, someone's out, you know, have a rule, just kind of go to people that disagree first, see what it's about. But people kind of cheat and use it as a way to just get to the front of the line. So I don't even kind of have that rule anymore, but we'll just do it here. Arnold, you're on the air from Southern California, formerly of the United States. Welcome from your UN-held area. Go ahead.
Well, first, I'd like to say it's a fantastic show, but you're not being fair. I think that the elites care about people and Mother Earth and people breathing the toxic gas out there and the flatulence. It hurts the trees and the animals and to protect Mother Nature. And the
we need to tax them because the cow flatulence hurts the earth.
How are your organs supposed to be nice and clean and shiny if you don't swallow the fluoride there? You have to drink the water with the fluoride just like you swallow the toothpaste, and that's what they make it sweet and yummy and flavorful. And just like the fluoride treatment for your teeth when it has the apple flavor and the little babies going to the dentist. I don't think you're being...
Arnold, I actually found it one day, you visiting your, quote, favorite artist who likes children run over by cars and stuff and really demonic children in Nazi uniforms. I mean, I know you told Rolling Stone magazine that you love Hitler. I mean, is that why you love global government?
Well, Hitler was a fantastic guy. He cares about everybody. He likes to see the babies die. And, you know, it's just like the big mummy baby during the Olympic ceremony. I think it's a fantastic
My guy. Relationship to power is I'm all for it. People don't need to be told what to do. Because the problem is, Arnold, you're not smart enough to be president, so go to Hades.
Well, I think that people care. That's why we have the cremation of care at the Bohemian Grove, and put the robes on out there, and we light the dummy on fire in the woods, in the forest, and then we run around with the hookers. I think that's what the true care is. That's why they call
you
it
mean the male hookers? Care. Yeah, yeah.
What's the matter, Alex? I don't think you're being fair. You don't understand that the flatulence and the stinky breath of humanity hurts the environment. It hurts Mother Earth, and we have to love the Earth and care.
All right, Arnold, we appreciate your call. Obviously, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger. That guy was too eloquent. Let's talk to Scott in Denver, Colorado. You're on the air, Scott, shy of Obama's little visitation. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, other than the fact that we have a dictator-in-chief named Barack Hussein Obama. He might as well be the Antichrist.
Let me ask you a question. What do you think about all the Republican leaders coming out and say, ban all guns, basically, except single shot?
It doesn't surprise me at all, because when I went after Mike Kaufman and I ran as a Ron Paul the delegate, I went straight to his face, I shook his uneasy hand, and I asked him why he isn't going after Barack Hussein Obama's birth certificate. And he said, is Sheriff Joe Arpaio done with his investigation? And I said, no, he's being stonewalled.
Well, I'll tell you, again, you know, it's fun to bash Democrats all day, but why are all these Republican leaders saying, yeah, it's time to ban guns, it's no big deal? I mean, and they've got a bill introduced to ban basically all semi-auto. You know, that's the Hill newspaper, and no one even cares. Because, they're telling us that we won the gun control bait. They're playing possum. The empire is striking back.
We have been sold out to the United Nations interests. Right now, we need to ask for forgiveness to the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to get down on our knees, and we as a nation need to repent for our sins. I mean, I lost it today because, I mean, thinking of the Statue of Liberty and how it actually ties into some kind of revelations, and I'm not going to go into...
Well, the Statue of Liberty is a man in drag. That's on record. The Frenchman was a top Mason. It is not even a woman. You're right. I appreciate your call. People aren't ready.
I'd like to see you get Steve Quayle back on.
I've asked Steve back on. I think he's been busy, but we'll try to get him back on. Call him again, Chris. We're going to go to break here. I got to come back and go quickly to calls now. Bob and everybody else, we're going to just race through your calls when we come back from this break, right at the start of the segment. There's all this other news. I mean, the Drudge Report has our story, at least last time I checked, we put that up. For people watching at prisonplanet.tv, drudgereport.com has our story, top story, right above Scalia. You know, once your guns, I mean, you know, they're allowed to ban them. I mean, you got a right to turn them in. That's what the Second Amendment means. And if you go up to the Drudge Report, they've got the article about Big Sis says, yeah, they're going to use the drones to weaponize them and don't to keep you safe. I mean, you know, I mean, she's a good lady. Big Sis deeply cares about us all. Scalia warns guns may be regulated. And then we'll click on our little linky right there. Drones to be used for public safety. All right, after I take your calls in this segment and part of the next, I'm going to get to a news blitz, a bunch of headlines we haven't gotten to yet. But right now, there is a whole passel of news at Infowars.com that is so important when it comes to the Second Amendment. So I'm begging everyone to go there and get these articles with links to all the proof. Bill introduced in as a writer in major legislation to basically ban almost all guns in this country, all semi-autos. Ban possession, not sale, folks. Just incredible sneak attack. United Nations Small Arms Treaty is not dead. Establishment media circles the wagons on gun control. CIA manages drug trade, Mexican official says. No, bears don't go to the bathroom in the woods. U.S. Presents Netanyahu with a contingency plan for Iran strike. Record number of coal-fired generators will be shut down in 2012. Get ready for your power prices to skyrocket even more. That's just some of what's up there right now. Speaking of right now, let's go to your calls quickly here. What do you think? All the Republican leadership, a whole bunch of them, I mean, are saying let's ban all semi-autos. You don't need those for hunting. Whether it's Rupert Murdoch or Mr. Crystal or Mitt Romney back when he was actually a governor. They're all coming out saying, turn those guns in. You don't need that for duck hunting. Gee, I didn't think it was for duck hunting. While the government arms the teeth against us, the so-called government. Bob in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, any Republican that's calling for gun controls probably got some skeletons in the closet. They're probably involved in the old Joe Paterno Sandusky thing. Or
yeah, we did have a Republican senator on 15 years ago who said that the Penn State program was selling little kids. His name was John DeCamp, and boy, it all came out. And yeah, they say that they got a bunch of the Republicans in there doing the Sandusky. Yeah,
right. And you mentioned Fareed Zakaria. My girlfriend just happened to turn on CNN today, and the thing that I heard is, well, America needs to rethink about their gun laws. So I had to send him and Piers Morgan a couple of hate emails.
No, listen, here's the deal. I have nothing against people from Pakistan or England. Why is CNN's whole lineup not from the U.S.? Can I not be lectured by another British twit voice? And again, we got Watson, who's a great patriot from England, his brother. I mean, Britain's a great place. My last name's Jones. Proud of my heritage. But I mean, can the U.S. just not have a bunch of communist New World Order trash on every channel telling me world government's the answer and I got to turn my guns in because they want to take good care of me? No, they're a bunch of authoritarian pigs that want to make me their slave. And you know what? I'm aware of it, and America's aware of it. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right, and Zakaria is CFR through and through. Bill Crystal,
no, it's worse than that. He's Bilderberg, man. He's even above that.
Right. And then Bill Crystal, Project for a New American Century. This guy's got the blood of the 9/11 victims all on his hands.
Yes, his dad was the heir of Trotsky, a top communist.
Hey, and have you heard Howard Stern calling for the banning of semi-autos? I just heard that on another show today.
Yeah. Hey, Howard Stern, how about you give up your bodyguards? Or if you don't like America, go to North Korea where the citizens don't have guns. Get out of my country. Get out. Get out!
Hey, check this out, Alex. The reason I think they're going to pull this whole Civil War deal is the Obamacare legislation, March 23rd, 2013, they want a RFID chip us. It's all over the
net. Now, it says it funds them, and it's very nebulous. I appreciate your call, but it does have that factor in there, and it leaves it open. Look, here's the deal. Okay, it's very, very simple what's happening here. We've been overrun by criminals who know they've committed all these crimes, and they want us disarmed now. It's very, very elementary. Again, they would ship guns to Mexico, the memos came out, to blame the Second Amendment. Again, that's a false flag. These people are dangerous. I'm risking my life because I want there to be a future. That's what you're supposed to do. Because if you don't risk your life, you're a slave. I mean, it's elementary. I was 11, 12 years old, got beat up every week by bullies. I finally learned the joy of fighting back. Okay, and it's real simple. I will live on my feet. I will not live on my knees. I will die on my feet, not on my knees. Okay, it's very simple. Let's talk to JT Coyote, calling from Colorado. If this is the real JT, I'll recognize his voice. He's an Infowars.com writer. JT, what do you make, my friend, of suddenly they know the tipping point's coming, the polls, they stage a shooting, pro-gun numbers go up, sales double, they panic and have all the Republicans come out and say, it's no big deal to ban all the semi-autos and turn them in. Let's do that.
That absolutely proves, Alex, that the Republicans and the Democrats are in the same bed, in the same camp, and they are against us.
And this is JT Coyote. I recognize the voice. You're the evil guy a few years ago who was selling his house, and you had guns in your basement, so the realtor called police on you thinking they were illegal because they've got billboards up. I saw one over in Lakeway the other day saying report illegal guns with an image of a revolver, and then a pea brain's at your house and sees a revolver in a gun case and calls the cops on you.
That's it. Same story, and it's going to happen with the InfraGuard people. We've got them everywhere.
Hey, InfraGuard tried to recruit 2 years ago. My dad came to me and he said, Homeland Security came to me and wanted to give me a card and pay me money and go to meetings to spy on my patients. That's illegal. That's, a patient privilege. And I said, well, Dad, don't even go infiltrate it to find out what's going on. I thought they might have been trying to, infiltrate him because they knew he was my dad. They were so dumb, they didn't even know it later. because he actually went and found out. And it turned out they'd gone to all the dentists he knew, but at their homes. Folks, they hired everybody to, quote, spy on their neighbor, when you should be spying on the one telling you to spy. That's the enemy right there. The one coming saying, spy on your patients. There's about to be a civil war. That's the enemy. I mean, they're the one right there. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Exactly. And, you know, they live in your community. You may not be in the same social circles they are. But to quote Thomas Jefferson, the strongest reason for the people to retain the right to keep and bear arms is, as a last resort, to protect themselves against tyranny in government. In other words, when the government has the guns aimed at us, when they are using legislation and the color of law, because none of this is constitutional.
If you get a North Korean type leadership or a Mexican type leadership or a red coat leadership who's coming to burn you on a house and home, you got to have guns. You're not happy about it, but it's time to stand up. Because somebody's got to be, no matter how many drones and tanks and garbage, it all comes down to the, and let me give you, America, even if they had all our guns magically gone tomorrow, you could take everything back with butcher knives in an hour. All the righteousness cannot be stopped, ladies and gentlemen. We're not going to be stopped. I can get all the guns I wanted in 5 minutes with a butcher knife, okay? You're willing to use it. You got the power. These evil people are cowards. That's why they've all got bodyguards and weapons. They are scared of us. They are scared of us because they know we're willing to die. I've seen FEMA training videos. I've shown it to you in Road to Tyranny where they get back and talk trash about the founding fathers and all this stuff and say, well, these patriots are dangerous. They're not going to back off. Yeah, you got the message. We're not backing off, okay? Crush me where I stand. 10,000 more will stand right back up. That's the only reason I'm still alive. They know that. They know who I am spiritually. They know who you are spiritually, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go to another call. Rick in Massachusetts. Go ahead, sir.
Alex, first time caller, long time listener. I love you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing.
I love you, brother.
Thank you. And listen, a couple of things. One is, you know, your question about what do I think about the Republicans standing behind the attack of the Second Amendment. My grandmother had a saying, what do you expect from a pig but a grunt? And that's exactly what we're getting. We obviously, you know what's going on. We have to expect this from these people. They're all in cahoots. And then the second thing, Alex, is I was thinking after Colorado, we need to see more information about good guys that have guns and that stop perpetrators and stand up for liberty like that.
Oh, I mean, every day there's four or five articles where some guy's stabbing people in a Walmart and somebody takes them out. That just happened in Salt Lake. I mean, listen, 21 times on average, it varies year to year. For every crime committed with a gun, 21 crimes are stopped. The system knows. The average cop knows that. Okay, we'll be right back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, waging war on corruption. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've studied history and what bondage is like, you'd be yelling and screaming too. You can't argue with success. I don't get up here and yell and scream on purpose. I get really threatened by this. I'm risking my life. I've been physically attacked. I've been threatened. I've had it all happen. And you wouldn't believe the stuff I've seen happen in 17 years of fighting these people toe-to-toe. And it's so real. Bondage is so real. You know, you look at the cover of Time magazine saying how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. No, we've woken up that it wasn't for our safety. It's because you want us to be disarmed slaves. It isn't how guns won. It's how free humanity woke up to you. See the cover at Infowars.com with our own little comment. We woke up to the fact that you are control freak tyrants who want disarmed slaves to lick your filthy boots, and it ain't happening. You may have half the public drooling and families breaking up and all your messages to break down society. It didn't work on a lot of us. This same magazine, Bad Mouse, homeschooling, everything else. You know what? You're losing momentum every day. Your counterpart Newsweek won't even be in print now. You're a joke. And try to shut off the web. Try to shut us down. Try to persecute us. Go ahead. All I care about is beating you, and you will be beaten. you scum. Rick, you got 30 seconds. I got to go quick to everybody else. Rick, go. You're on air.
You got it, Alex. Listen, I want to throw you a musket in the fight against tyranny. I registered goodguyswithguns.com. I want to give that to InfoWars to promote videos and information of good people standing up with guns to protect our liberty and fight tyranny.
That is an awesome URL. Yes, I'll give you to my IT guy who happens to be here, one of the chief guys, and we would love to do that and maybe just have a basic site where we post videos and links to people using guns with the statistics. That is, I meant to do that years ago. You're a godsend.
I love you.
We love you too, brother. We're going to beat him. Hey, Bill, will you get him on hold and get that? Thank you. Thank you so much, sir. By the way, I've got another name I meant to have you register, but I forgot. It has Don't Tread on Me in the headline. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, that's what it's all about. If you don't say Don't Tread on Me, you're a slave. Let's go ahead. And that's why I just respect those folks in the civil rights movement who would go up against dogs and batons and rubber bullets and police dogs. I mean, you know, freedom is not given, folks. It's taken. It's demanded, just like our forebears before that. And it's all a process. Let's talk to Jay in Austin. Jay, you're on the air. Welcome.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, one question is you've got 80 million registered gun owners, but you also have a bunch of guys that possibly have class of, what is it, A, misdemeanors? And
well, let's be clear. 200 plus, it's up to 200 million owned guns. I don't know about registered gun owners. You don't have to register unless you're getting a concealed carry. But yeah, there's 200 million gun owners. If 1% fights back in gun confiscation, that's 2 million combatants. Go ahead.
And the other question is I'm retired and I live right around the corner from your office, and I would love to just come and volunteer work. I'd help your secretary or whatever, because the other volunteer work is just completely pointless now.
Well, send us your info. We're finally the level of getting interns and people, but we like to pay people. And then I don't even plug stuff like books and videos half the time. Go to InfoWarsShop.com, folks, and support us, because we want to have a family here. We never done interns because it's not really about that. It's about getting somebody, training them, and then having them be here for the long haul. Of course, things are getting so bad, who knows how long the long haul will be.
I don't have a problem with that. I'll do it. I've got nothing better going on. I get my money every month. I'm retired. I will come and just help volunteer. I don't need to meet you.
I tell you what, send us an email. Put him on hold and get his email, guys, because we are looking for people to just help with basic stuff like go through emails. And because, we need to volunteer just with the whistleblower emails. I mean, I can't keep track of it anymore. I get all this incredible news and I can't even analyze it. So, yeah, okay. Big thing is I've never opened this place up because I'm worried about infiltration. I finally am hiring like 15 more people. I'm tired of playing games. I'm just trusting in God. Because we don't do anything illegal, but they can send an infiltrator in to plant drugs on us. But you know what? If they do that, that's just the way it is. I've gotten the point where I'm going 110%, and God's going to have to take us the rest of the way. Let's go ahead and talk to Ty in California. You're on the air.
Hey, thanks, Alex. Great to be here. I know we're pressed. I'll go fast. Republicans, Democrats, don't vote for any of them. Just don't vote for these guys anymore. City level. Any level, just I'm saying this to everybody. Not if you are a Republican or a Democrat, you need to be non grata. You're done. You're finished. We're over. These guys have run the country for 150 years. They've run it into the ground. They've taken the most prosperous nation and destroyed it. It's just got to stop.
No, I agree with you. Having Rupert Murdoch come out and Scalia and Bill Kristol and say, oh, we don't need semi-auto. Let's just turn. That just right there. Just what a bunch of trash. I mean, sure, the Republicans overall have some more constitutional stuff in their platform. When do they ever deliver on it? But then I remember how bad the Democrats are. They're even worse. But I agree with you. Let's get a Constitution Party in here. Again, the liberals aren't liberals. The average liberal thinks they're in some winner's club and would literally put their kid in blenders if the government told them to do it.
Right. Liberals are not liberals. Conservatives are not conservative. These guys have been gaming us for over 100 years. Just stop it. What's the learning curve? We have to end it. And real quick, I know it's off topic, but I work in medical publishing. I can tell you so much about how they are in bed with pharma. Again, I don't want to get into it now. We're short. But
no, I know. Big pharma comes and finances them to print and say everything's loving.
But the whole clinical trial process, I could blow your mind with stuff that's going on with this.
Well, you should send us an email at whistleblower@infowars.com. You should write an article with a short bibliography to some of the. They just had a bunch of big guys come out and blow the whistle. They got a $1 billion settlement with GlaxoSmithKline and others faking stuff. It's come out Merck fake trials. Of course they fake trials. Speak out against it.
I work for the company that was involved in publishing the phony Merck results. I have information about what they did that it's crazy. They're called Elsevier. They are just gigantic. Again, I don't want to get
well,
into
you know,
again,
a big company, one of those companies, memos came out a few years ago where they talked about hunting down and eliminating their whistleblowers, and people do die. So you need to be very, now that you've talked, the NSA's click, I'm not trying to scare people. It's all listened to in live time. Now that they may not hand it over to them, but you need to go public now for your own safety. Email us at whistleblowers@infowars.com. Give us the data dump. I can turn you over to Mike Adams. He's the real expert in this area with Natural News. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great. Again, I don't want to waste everyone's time. It's a very sort of long, involved kind of thing. But yeah, I'll send you some info, and if you want to talk more, we can.
Well, I know the Merck case. Again, they've already been caught red-handed. But yeah, let's get you on. Send us the info. God bless you. Who's up next here? John in John in Chicago. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I just want to reiterate what all the other callers have been saying. The Republicans and the Democrats are sleeping in bed together, joined at the hip. It's the same party. But, you know, them bringing in foreign troops here to enforce the gun grab, let them do it. I think that will finally wake the sheeple up about what the hell is really going on in this country. And another people we got to wake up, we got to wake up that Joe Farah and have him admit that 9/11 was an inside job and we're running the terrorists. Jump down his throat next time, Alex. Make these people wake up and admit what we all know.
Well, you know what I mean? Exactly. The globalists that have hijacked America have been caught running the terrorists. It's even in the Associated Press that all the major terrorists are CIA. It's all staged to take our liberty. And I mean, Farah admits they've used it to take our rights. We'll go all the way. I agree. Next time he's on, I'll bring that up. Thank you so much. Great points. Let's talk to Tom in Georgia, then Foxtrot. Quickly, Tom.
Hey, Alex, you brought up a good point, and it makes wheels click. What if there was Russian special forces involvement in that shooting in Aurora? And those weapons that they used just showed up in his apartment or in his possession.
Well, you know, they just had Russian soldiers doing a big drill there a month before, yeah.
There you go. Number two, I have a family member that is, and you know that each one of the states has a general staff for its National Guard. You have an Air National Guard representing
sure,
Army
sure.
National Guard, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I have a family member that is in one of the general staffs of a southern state's general staff there, and there is more than one of these states that when the gun grab starts, the general staff of those state of the National Guard is not going to comply with the federal directive.
And that's why they've got the John Warren Defense Authorization Act to send in big army to stop them. You're right. No, the globalists, no, they're not in control. That's the thing. They are not powerful. They're weak. Once we wake up to them, it's game over. We're close to beating them. That's why they're so dangerous right now. Do people understand this?
Alex, there's three governors in the Southeast that have convened their general staffs to resist the federal government.
I know. I actually knew about that. I wasn't going to say it on air.
Okay.
I know. God bless you. No, I hear you. We're out of time. I'm sorry to Foxtrot and Greg. If you call back tomorrow, front of the line, I promise. Man, incredible. I didn't get to the other news. I apologize. We'll cover it all tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, Infowars.com. Just defend the Republic, defend humanity, defend freedom. We're going to save the Republic.